2, The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And welcome to the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. We're glad you're here. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Dr. Deb Lonser hopefully will join us soon to reach Dr. Mike on the show today. The email address, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. 34 past the hour, the guest segment. Alzheimer's disease among one of the greatest healthcare problems of the 21st century. Almost 6 million people suffer with Alzheimer's in this country. 1 in 10 over the age of 65 has it. And it's the sixth leading cause of death in this country. No known cure, but they say certain foods can be effective in the battle against dementia, actually lowering the risk of Alzheimer's. Dr. Marwan Sabbah is the co-author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. He'll join us at 34 past the hour. Hello, Dr. Mike Roizen.
How are you, Joe?
Well, I'm sitting in the studio and it's not dark. That's a good thing.
You mean outside it isn't dark.
It isn't dark.
And inside the studio isn't dark either.
No, there's always light in the studio, thankfully. But again, at the end of the we do the show at the end of the day, and we're pulling out of darker days. And this weekend, for those of you who do it, it's spring ahead. It's the start of saving time. It's not savings time, although people say savings time, but it's daylight saving time. So we flip our clocks ahead 1 hour, and we lose that dreaded 1 hour of extra sleep that'll be coming in the overnight Saturday and the Sunday, although most people probably set their clock before they go to bed or when they wake up on Sunday. So we lose that extra hour of sleep. How critical is that for a lot of people?
Well, for a lot of people, it leaves them, if you will, especially the loss, leaves them groggy and sleep deprived, especially on the Monday morning. So what you should do is go to bed, if you haven't done it already. We like to go to bed 15 minutes earlier each night and try and get up 15 minutes earlier each day for 4 days in advance. So when the actual day comes, it's a 15-minute change and you've gradually done it. When you get up, there's some tricks you can do, such as, since it's a Sunday, go out and exercise, make sure you get exposed to bright light as soon as possible, and then go to bed, if you will, the full hour earlier on Sunday night so that on Monday you can get up with a normal amount of sleep.
Okay, so the Wednesday before Saturday, when we set our clocks ahead this weekend.
So this past Wednesday, we should have done that.
Yes, well, it's too late, I guess, for this year,
but
right?
But on the other hand, you start today, get 30 minutes today, go to bed 30 minutes earlier today and 30 minutes earlier tomorrow, and at least you'll be on the way. It won't be as ideal. And then when you get up tomorrow, immediately get out and expose yourself to bright light. As soon as you get up at a normal time, not an hour later. Get up at the normal time you get up. So set your alarm, get up earlier, and which would be an hour earlier than you normally get up, if you will. That is, if you normally get up at 6:47, you'd be getting up at 5:47 in the old time, 6:47 current time on tomorrow morning. And then expose yourself to bright light so you shift your brain. That is what you want to do. The whole exercise is not just so you feel rested, but so that you shift your circadian rhythm of your brain so that it releases, because you have different hormones being released by your brain to get you ready for the day and the shift to get you ready for the night. And so you want to do those, make those ready for you so that you can function as well as possible, especially important for teenagers for some reason.
What is a circadian rhythm? What does circadian mean?
Circadian means just the clock based on the time of day.
Do most people feel better or worse when we set our clocks ahead, as we do this weekend, or in the fall when we set our clocks back and we get the extra hour of rest and we get a longer day?
You know, there probably is data on that, but I don't know that data. But I can tell you that from an accident standpoint, most people There are more accidents when you have a in the spring than in the fall. Mm. On the other hand, there are more school kid crossing injuries in the fall than in the spring because of the daylight change.
So, I would think most people, because you get that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day now, beginning this weekend, that would probably make people feel pretty good. You know, it did me. It does me when I see.
I don't know.
Well,
what's the answer? Have you looked at the data?
No, I just know what I'm speaking from my own personal experience.
I thought you might know the answer to that.
No, I thought it'll probably be a little bit more difficult for me to go to bed at night, because now in the east where I am in Syracuse, the sunlight is we have sunlight out about 6:15, 6:30. So now beginning Sunday morning, it'll be 7:15, 7:30. So, and I go to bed real early because my show starts really early in the morning. So, but I get used to that. You have to sleep. They also say this weekend is the worst weekend when you talk to members of the clergy. This is one of the worst weekends for church attendance. For some reason, people are always, they're an hour late, right, getting to church. So they typically find attendance at Sunday services at most churches down because of the change in the clock. So,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So the sermons in a Catholic mass are usually low-key sermons on the day after you set the clocks back. That's what they say.
They don't want to waste good material on.
Right. We have our guest at 34 past the hour on Alzheimer's disease, and that is one of the top medical stories of the week. I think I mentioned in the intro it's the sixth cause of death in the country, but it is the fastest growing health threat, right?
It is, and it should, you know, it'll increase 3 to 4-fold by 2050, and will cost us $1 trillion a year in care if we don't figure out a way of delaying it. Now, the interesting thing, and Marwan Sabah, who is our guest, he wrote the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. Wonderful book, and he is a brilliant researcher in this area. He calls himself we'll ask him what he calls himself. It's a fun name. But in fact, what he says is that if we can postpone it 20 years on average, we can actually have it not affect us, because if you just delayed the average age from 85 to 105, most of us would die of other things. He says, in fact, if you can delay it 40 years to 125, virtually no one would have it, and it wouldn't affect us. And he thinks that food, and we'll go through why he thinks that, and avoiding cigarettes, keeping thin, and especially the diet, are ways that he says we as individuals can, in fact, prevent this.
Why do we call it
delay? It's not a full prevention. It's a delay, yeah. And the delay is great enough so it will serve out as a prevention.
Why do we call it Alzheimer's? I think is it senility, essentially? Is that what it is?
Well, Alzheimer's is a specific pathology that involves what are called tangles and these amyloid, it's both tau tangles and amyloid protein extrusion around cells, which causes neuron inflammation around the neurons, that is an inflammatory response, and decreased number of neurons and volume in the brain, especially the hippocampus. And we've talked about how to increase the size of your hippocampus. There's only one organ in the body where size really matters, and that's your hippocampus in your brain.
Well,
if you have a big hippocampus, you'll have much better memory.
All right, right after the break, can you be bribed into losing weight? And we are eating fewer calories, but getting fatter. Some of the other top medical stories of the week. So you want to stay with us. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Joe Galuski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Brought to you this week and every week by YouBeauty.com and Morning Night Multivitamins. Join us on the show, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. A shout out to a new affiliate, part of the big Radio MD family, WTIS, Inspiration Talk Radio, Tampa, Florida. Welcome in, and proud to have you on the Radio MD Network, so you can enjoy all the shows on the network, including us here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, WTIS 1110 on the AM dial in Tampa, Florida. Our guest at 34 past the hour. So, You can bribe someone to lose weight. Is that true, Dr. Mike?
Well, that was the story at Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic had took 50 people and put them in each of two segments. And the two groups, one group was in the had weight training, weight loss, and they also had not only weight loss, the weight loss group, but they had a special diet and they had free fitness club membership. And the other group had the same thing plus got paid $20 a month more if they lost 4 pounds. That was the goal. And if they didn't, they had to contribute $20 to a common fund. And at the end of the time, it was a little over, I think it was 62% of the group that was paid, that had the extra benefit of getting the $20, was still participating, as opposed to about 27% of the group without the financial incentives. Now, let me take you that and tell you what's happened at the Cleveland Clinic, because it's really quite impressive. People who are over a BMI of 27 have a goal of getting to that, and if they're on their 3-year plan to get to that, they get a rebate of up to, on for an individual, would be up to about $1,000. So rather than $20 a month, that's closer to $80 a month. And in fact, what we found is we as a group have lost 376,000 pounds. So a very impressive ability to for people to lose weight by getting a financial incentive. I know that for 11 years, I participated in a weight loss challenge, and the first Monday of every month, we had to weigh in, and if we had to pay each of the other people an ungodly amount of money at that time. I was an intern or resident, and it was like paying my entire salary if I ever missed my weight. For the other guys, it wasn't that much money, but for me, the other guys were all businessmen. They were classmates of mine from college. And so for me, it was $50 a pound.
Oh.
So if you missed by a pound, you had to pay each of the other 10 guys the $50, which would have been $500, obviously.
Oh.
I didn't miss weight once in 11 years. My wife verified it for me. I mean, she would be verifying it. I'd step on the scale and I'd say, look, I even have my watch on and I made it. But anyway, she remembers the stories. But for this period of it was 11 guys, and we did it for I think it was 6 years. So
oh,
I
wow.
maintained that weight, the ideal weight or less for.
Now you weren't overweight,
right? Monetary incentive.
You weren't overweight, were you?
No, but I wanted to maintain this.
You
want? Weight.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wanted to maintain this ideal weight.
Didn't you tell me you haven't gained a pound in how many years? When I saw you, 17
well,
years?
Well, it's really since about 1982.
Right, 82.
I haven't really, this is the same weight I had 92. When I
graduated. That's 30 years.
19, what?
That's 30, 31 years.
Yeah, I'm at the exact same weight I had in 1971.
Oh, that's amazing. And your LDL, your good, what's good cholesterol? HDL, right?
Right.
You have a very high HDL, right?
That's right.
So people should listen to this man.
HDL over 100. What?
Well, people should listen to you because you live the life. I mean, you do really live the life. Wow.
That's exactly right. But anyone can live the life, and it makes you feel good. I mean, you know, I actually love exercising. I never, you know, it's a pain in the neck to get the time to exercise.
Yeah, sure it is.
During the exercise, I watch TV or I do something else, so I don't mind it. But what I really love is right afterwards, I feel so much better. So whether it is every time I travel to another city, the first thing I do is I exercise. I set aside time so that no matter what I have to do, I have to exercise for an hour first, and that resets me. and makes me feel better, and especially in different time zones.
Do you exercise
so the,
7 days?
The thing on the time zone, exercising tomorrow morning, get up, look at the lights and exercise, take a walk, whatever you want to do for exercise. But do that, and it'll make you feel really good.
Do you exercise 7 days a week?
Well, it depends how you define exercise, but I exercise hard 3 days a week, mm-hmm. meaning I do cardio 3 days a week, I do weights 3 days a week, and I do 10,000 steps walking
every day.
So
every
is
day, yeah.
walking count as exercise?
Sure.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Who's healthier, you or Dr. Oz?
If you mean four in absolute terms, he probably is just because he's younger.
I can't imagine anybody healthier than you.
But if you look at for our age, I'm probably as healthy as he is. He does everything right, too.
Got to be. Or very close. Kind of a sidebar story before we go to the break and our guest at 34 past the hour that I found. We just talked about the paying people a diet. A new study raises some doubts that these workplace wellness programs that companies are adopting actually raises doubts that they do save money. They tracked a major St. Louis hospital system for 2 years, and employee hospitalizations dropped dramatically by 40% overall for six major conditions targeted by the hospital's wellness program, but increased outpatient costs erased those savings. Now, this is out in the journal Health Affairs. So increased outpatient costs erased those savings. So what do you make of that?
My guess is if you decrease hospitalizations and you don't save money, there's an awful lot of outpatient costs being spent. So at least for us, we actually have saved money. We've taken the cost curve, which was rising at 9% a year, to absolutely flat, despite a 9% increase in pharmaceutical charges per usage, that is on average, and hospital and providers costs of 6%. So we've actually decreased total utilization by about 10%. We've decreased the number of people with chronic diseases, that is type 2 diabetes, blood pressure, and asthma, that aren't controlled by about 25%. So those are major changes. Decreasing the incidence of diabetes was going up at 10% a year. That is 4,000, then 4,400, then 4,800. This year it went down 2%. So I think we've made a change. We think we're saving someplace between $50 million a year. The program pays for itself. The employees who do achieve it get most of that money back in savings because they're the ones saving the money, and so they get it back in reduced premiums that no longer have to be paid.
You have an idea what a relay tip for this hour will be coming up?
I do. Five foods that give you raw food diet benefits. Five foods that give you raw food diet benefits.
It's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Before the end of the hour, if you'd like to pose a question, and Dr. Mike can get you the answer, it's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. I should hear some music, I think, as we go to a break, and we go to our bottom of the hour break, and then we'll go to our guest. He's Dr. Marwan Sabah. He's the co-author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. And we'll get you some information on how you can helpfully deal with Alzheimer's on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world.
It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at radiomd.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Alzheimer's disease is among the greatest health care problems of this century. Almost 5 million, 4.5 million people with Alzheimer's in this country. 1 in 10 over the age of 65 suffers from it, which is the sixth leading cause of death in this country. No known cure, but certain foods can be effective in the battle against dementia, actually lowering the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Marwan Sabah is the co-author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. You should get it. It's published by 10 Speed Press. Dr. Sabah, thank you for coming on with us. And Dr. Mike, are there certain brain foods? And if there are there certain brain foods better than others?
Yes. Yeah, so first, thank you for having me. And yes, the answer is yes. Certainly we know that Alzheimer's risk can be managed to a certain extent. We break it into modifiable and non-modifiable risk, and certainly in the modifiable risk category would be foods and alteration of diet, and I would say that we could distill it into several categories. First, reducing the amount of saturated fat in your diet. Second, adhering to the Mediterranean diet. Third, eating more fish in our diet. Fourth would be antioxidant spices like turmeric, cloves, oregano. And then fifth would be eating more antioxidant fruits and berries, particularly blueberries and other types of berries.
And we'll get into more details as we go along. Here's Dr. Mike Royson.
So, first, Marwan, thank you very much for doing this. This is a wonderful book. It's called The Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. It's obviously available at Amazon.com, but also you have a website, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. But one of the things that I found fascinating, you went through that there are at least three major things that people can do, one of which is to stop smoking and exposure to secondhand smoke, another of which was to get thinner, that is, higher body mass index is associated with greater, if you will, risk. And the third is go on a healthier diet. And I want to bring out one really important point you said that I teased earlier was that if we can delay it, you can really, in fact, saying that if we can delay this by, in fact, 20 years, we can really decrease the cost to the nation and to individuals. Tell me more about that.
Yes, so Dr. Mike, thank you so much for having me on your show, and I'm so grateful to be on. And you're right. We were seeing this just absolute explosion of Alzheimer's disease with an epidemic proportion. We're talking about 14 million Americans by the middle of the century. We know that if we just delay the onset of Alzheimer's by 5 years, we could cut the amount of Alzheimer's in half. And if we delayed it by 20 years, we would almost eradicate it, because we would then basically outlive the disease. But the truth
is, and it really is possible. It really is possible to delay it by 5 years with just diet, isn't it?
That is correct. And I think, you know, the kind of the sobering statistic which you and I have chatted about in the past, it is something that was really reinforced last year in 2012 from the Diane study, which said that the changes in the brain start 25 years before the first day of symptoms of memory loss. So, in fact, the dementia is the end of the disease, not the beginning of it, which, of course, means that there's an imperative now to increase, to alter our risk starting today, and the best and easiest thing to do is alter our diet.
Correct. And so, now, and how powerful do you think diet is? Do you think we could get a 5-year delay on average, or do you think it's actually larger than that?
I think 5 years is a realistic target, and I think, of course, what we haven't figured out, and you know this as much as I, is can we overcome a genetic propensity to alter the disease? We don't know the answer to that quite yet, but we do know that you know, it can improve your body mass index, it can normalize your diabetes, it can do a lot of things which additively, individually, these things can reduce the risk, but additively can actually really significantly impact. So I think 5 years is a realistic target.
And now, another thing you mentioned is one of the reasons you did a cookbook was, although you talk about the individual ingredients, such as anti-inflammatory ingredients, you also talk extensively about food seems to trump, if you will, ingredients. That is, the whole food trumps the ingredients, at least in the clearly in the DASH diet. So explain the DASH diet and some of the studies and what they've done.
Right. So there's been several diets looked at. DASH is one of them. DASH, of course, has a really rich anti-inflammatory component to it. But we do know that certain diets have been associated with altering the risk and reducing the risk. DASH has not been looked at as much as the Mediterranean diet has been looked at. Diets higher in fish, 3 fish meals a week, according to the Chicago Health and Aging Project. And then diets that have the antioxidant spices have been looked at. But we do know the Mediterranean is probably the best studied of it, which, of course, is rich in the polyphenols, flavonoids, and has more heart-healthy and more fish, less saturated fats, more legumes, more whole grains. And DASH kind of falls in that general category. So we do know that these heart-healthy, brain-healthy diets have a benefit.
So one of the keys, and I want to just comment on this with fish, is that everyone thinks of fish oils as DHA for the brain, or the DHA and EPA for the brain and circulatory system. And you can get that with just DHA as a supplement. But I think what you emphasize and what I want to really emphasize here is that there is something else in fish. So that the fish effect is important, the fish oil effect is important, but may only get you 40 or 50% of the benefit of a whole fish. And, for example, salmon three times a week seems to get you much more benefit for the brain. And it may be the other fats in fish, such as omega-7. It may be that fish has a different protein structure. We don't know what it is in fish, but it seems to be beneficial. And so we got an email question when we teased that someone was going to come on and talk about the Alzheimer Prevention Cookbook and fish earlier in the week, and they said, after your story last week on the mislabeling of fish, how do you do it? And the answer, of course, is you can get fish that are specific that we know that aren't mislabeled. So salmon is almost always correctly labeled as opposed to tuna and other things. We did a story last week, Marwan, where over 30% of the fish sold in restaurants and in supermarkets were mislabeled, some of which dangerously so. And 97% of the tuna, in fact, sold as sushi wasn't. So it's an amazing, eye-opening story, but you can still eat the Mediterranean diet. So tell us what the Mediterranean diet is and why it might help Alzheimer's.
Right, so the Mediterranean diet is fish, particularly the fatty fish, whole grains, legumes, olive oil, less saturated fat, and a little touch of red wine is the common components of the Mediterranean diet.
So when we come back, I'm going to ask you why you teamed up with a great chef, Bo McMillan, to write this, and whether the, most of the cookbook, most of the recipes in here, and there are these rich characteristic of recipes with pictures of them, are these mostly Mediterranean or are they a variety of things, and how good the data is that the Mediterranean diet helps this. We'll be right back. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Dr. Marwan Sabah, co-author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. You could pick it up by purchasing it from 10 Speed Press, and more with Dr. Sabah straight ahead. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw.
Shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it
serious. Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip in 6 minutes. Dr. Marwan Sabah, co-author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook, still with us, published by 10 Speed Press. Here again, Dr. Mike Roizen.
So, Marwan, tell me about the structure of the book. I know the structure, but tell our audience. I think it's a wonderful structure and a great set of stuff in the book. But why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah. So, I think will become a trend in the future, and I think you're seeing this partnering starting to take place. Physician chef partnering, and I know there are a few books that are health cooking related segments that are emerging in this fashion. I basically wrote the first half of the book where I take a critical review of the science of what protects and why, what the dietary habits are good for the brain. And I gave Chef Bo McMillan, a celebrity chef who was an Iron Chef contestant. He was on multiple Food Network shows. I gave him a blank canvas. I said, you know, here's the ingredients list, here's the themes. And he basically created a vision of what 100 recipes would look like that are focused on brain health.
And he also, in the start of it, is a interesting thing that contains a lot of what you might call healthy items and that have a combination of spices and what you might call polyphenols that are good for the brain. Tell us about that, BBB.
Right, so, yeah, the BBB, I think this is one of his strokes of genius. It's called the Brain Boosting Broth. Basically, it's a stock. And he then weaves this stock into multiple dishes throughout the book, which just is a great starting point so that you can have this as a means of adding. And if you look at the cover of the book, which is this noodle broth, it actually starts with the brain-boosting broth. So that's just a good reminder of what you can do. The one thing I like about the book from a thematic standpoint, from a cooking...
Now, can you make the brain-boosting broth in advance and either freeze it or keep it We've just gotten an email that's asking that question, so I thought I'd pass it on immediately.
The answer is absolutely yes. In fact, that's really the kind of ideas you make quarts at a time, freeze some, and use them as you go on. There's no downside to doing so. And
Go ahead. You were starting on another track when I interrupted you with that question.
A couple of things that I think that are important to emphasize for the readership is you see there's a lot of anti-inflammatory type recipes, a lot of low saturated fat type recipes. They follow the Mediterranean diet and diets high in antioxidant spices, so things that are easy to do. But the thing I like about it is that, yes, it is a celebrity chef, but the recipes are accessible, reader-friendly, user-friendly. You don't need to have a cordon bleu degree to figure out how to do this stuff. And the pantry ingredients list are pretty accessible as well. So I think they're tasty and user-friendly.
So we should put out that. So there are a couple keys that you do, which we did in You on a Diet, which I love. The first is a pantry detox, which is essentially you're throwing out everything with saturated fat in it, with added sugars in it that isn't 100% whole grain.
That's correct.
And I also like you're throwing out oversized juice glasses, et cetera. And then you do a restock, and you include a number of spices and herbs and produce. And I like the fact that the tuna that you have is canned. The canned tuna was real in the study. It was the fresh tuna that was and the worrisome thing, salmon was salmon. Some of it was farm-raised. 99% of it was farm-raised, even when it said it was wild by DNA testing in the recent study last week. But the halibut was everything under the sun, including, and the red, actually it was the red snapper that was 27. They looked at 50 samples of red snapper, and they were 27 different fish species, which was amazing by DNA testing,
amazing.
Including some that were tilefish. Tilefish is actually banned in the United States because of its high mercury content, but tilefish showed up as halibut, showed up as grouper, and showed up as red snapper. So the message is you have to look at the skin if you're going to, buy fish, make them show you the skin, and take a picture of the skin with you, or have your Google on your iPhone or iPad or whatever phone you've got so you can see it, so that you can make sure that you're not, being bamboozled. But the best fish to get, tuna in cans and salmon, as you say. Tell us about your beverage choices.
Well, a couple of things I really kind of like to see in terms of beverages is I'd like to see juices that have less sugar. But if I have to drink juice, it would be blueberry juice and pomegranate juice because of the particularly pomegranate because it has resveratrol. I'm drinking a lot more green tea than I ever did, non-oxidized tea, which has EGCG, epigallocatechins, which is a really potent antioxidant.
We've got to go. So it's the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. It's a wonderful book, 100 wonderful recipes. I've cooked only two of them, so I can't test most of them, but they look beautiful, and they are mouth-watering, if you will, in eye appeal as well. Marwan, what's the website for you?
Right. So mine is marwansabahmd.com, MarwanSabahmd.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Dr. Mike.
We'll
go right to the Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
Five foods that give your raw diet food benefits. We get asked a lot about raw food diets. Now, we like raw foods as much as the next rabbit, and not just raw veggies. We like raw nuts too. I like mine roasted though, and Mehmet likes his soaked in water, which sounds odd, but really tastes good. Try your walnuts that way. Anyway, there's no magic or active enzyme advantage in living solely on raw foods. True, all those fresh veggies, nuts, berries, and grains will lower your lousy LDL cholesterol and triglycerides and raise your HDL. But here are the keys. Carrots, raw ones, have more heart-healthy cancer prevention chemicals. Zucchini, broccoli, pistachios, almonds, and walnuts. And the real age advantage of consuming those, at least 6 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. Joe?
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening on Radio MD. Stay well.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.